Howdy, this is Shane. Welcome to the In the Blues Tone podcast. As we all know by now, sadly, B.B. King had passed away earlier this week. And, you know, his legacy will never be forgotten in terms of music and what he did for other players and how he influenced loads of players, even to today. A lot of guys, even the newer generation, will hear B.B. King and they'll want to sound like him. They'll pick, you know, licks out of him, but it'll never quite sound the same, you know, and that's something that B.B. can be proud of. I think everybody, including all the people that, you know, looked up to him even in the earlier days, like Clapton and Jimmy Vaughan, all those guys, they all loved the B.B. King sound and they all aspired to sound like it. And people still are doing that today, you know. John Mayer, he plays his B.B. King licks, but they, you know, they don't sound like B.B. King, but, you know, everyone's taken a piece of his playing and they apply it, whether it's the phrasing, the feel, all that kind of stuff. People are still doing it today and it'll be a style that'll never be forgotten. And if you listen to his older recordings, like the stuff, say, 20, 30 years ago, man, he was cooking. There was no doubt about it that sadly, the older he got, you know, it was harder for him to play the same way and sing the same way. But, you know, Eric mentioned that the Live at the Regal album is his personal favorite, which got him going into music. It's a great album, so everyone should check that out. One of my favorite albums of B.B. King is actually with Eric Clapton, Riding with the King. I absolutely love that album. It's where I learned a lot of licks and a lot of about how to phrase things as well. I have a little sample from Eric. He's just talking about B.B. King, so I'm going to go ahead and play that after, obviously, he found out about the news of the King's passing. So here we go.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton here. I just wanted to express my sadness and to say thank you to my dear friend B.B. King. I wanted to thank him for all the inspiration and encouragement he gave me as a player over the years and for the friendship that we enjoyed. There's not a lot left to say because this music is almost a thing of the past now, and there are not many left that play it in the pure way that B.B. did. He was a beacon for all of us who love this kind of music, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart. And so if you're not familiar with his work, then I would encourage you to go out and find an album called B.B. King Live at the Regal, which is where it all really started for me as a young player. So thanks for letting me share this, and thanks very much, and goodbye.
So that was Eric Clapton just chatting about B.B. King, and I really hope that Eric and Robert Cray and Jimmy Vaughan, all these guys, get together at some point and do a tribute show for him, and also include some of the younger blues guys like Joe Bonamassa. That would be fantastic. John Mayer, you know, get these guys together and, you know, do the big jam that they did for Stevie Ray Vaughan when he passed away. I think those kind of shows stand the test of time, and it's a really good thing that, you know, the guys that are left doing blues are still supporting the music, even if, you know, as Eric said, there's not a whole lot of people left doing it, and it's, you know, sadly, a bit of a dying art form in some ways professionally. But yeah, it'd be fantastic to see these guys get together and maybe give it a bit of a kick again, because actually, it would also be good to see guys that, you know, that like guys like Santana being involved as well, because, you know, even U2 to some extent, that they've done work with B.B. King. Maybe mix it up a little bit would be fun as well. Guys like George Benson also played with B.B. King as well. So there's, I mean, the list is endless. B.B. King worked with everybody. He worked with the Fun-Loving Criminals. You know, I've heard him on a whole lot of great songs and recordings, even just his guitar licks, they stick out. You know, that's what I always loved about distinct guitar players like, you know, Santana or B.B. King or Eric Clapton. You could hear them, or Albert King, you know, if these guys are playing on someone else's album, you know it's them straight away. And even if you don't see them, you know that it's them. And it'd be a really cool thing for everybody to get together and do a tribute show for B.B. King. I really hope once the time comes they do that. And yeah, I'd like to see sort of Eric Clapton, you know, not lead it, but organize something where, you know, he's part of that and he brings the people along that, you know, obviously would love to show their tribute to B.B. King. So we'll see how we go with that. If there's any updates on any of that, I'll let you know if I find out from reading it online in a future podcast. It's funny, you know, I logged on to iTunes and had a look at the Live at the Regal album, and it doesn't even have enough reviews on there for a rating. It's pretty sad. I mean, the album is fantastic. I've got a few B.B. King albums here, and, you know, B.B. King's one of those guys that you just, he's just super smooth the way that he plays, and his voice, man, back in the day, there's some recordings of him at a jailhouse on YouTube, and man, just the range of his vocal is unbelievable. The power, all that kind of stuff. He'll be a guy that people, you know, have been trying to imitate up until today. And, you know, it's just, people will still be doing that, you know, 30, 40, 50 years from now. They'll still be pulling out B.B. King albums and trying to sound like that. He had a really unique way of playing where he could sing and play and phrase exceptionally well. He was super smooth the way that he executed his licks. You know, in older, later life, obviously your faculties aren't as strong. You know, it's just part of the course of getting old, unfortunately. But, you know, he still did what he did. He played loads of shows every year. I think he was still playing 100 shows a year up until he, you know, was pretty much on his way out. So he was doing a lot of work. And he was always encouraging to younger musicians, whether, you know, they were up and coming or they hadn't had a chance to jam with him or whatever. He was he seemed like a really nice, humble guy who, yeah, did what he loved and did it extremely well. And, you know, myself being a guitar player, you know, I looked up to him and Eric Clapton probably the most due to their phrasing on the guitar. And just note selection stuff. I think, you know, it's one thing to hear the flat-out Texas blues stuff all the time, but it's something really tasty about being able to play something and then pause and, you know, take a break and then play something again. I always love that sort of stuff. It's not a competition. I mean, it's whatever you like best, but they were the two guys, B.B. and Eric, that, you know, always had that sort of tastiness in their playing that I think a lot of people overlook these days, which is, you know, a real shame. You see too many people wanting to just rip the crap out of the guitar when all you really need to do is play, you know, a nice little major lick here or there. And it's beautiful. It's a thing of absolute grace when it's done right. And, you know, BB was as good as it got when it came to that as well. His tone was fantastic as well. I mean, he played pretty much in the early days. I think he even played a Telecaster when he first started playing. Look, I haven't read up about his history completely, but over the years I've picked pieces out of it. And yeah, I think he went from a Telecaster and then he found his tone or his home on the Gibson Lucille guitar, which, you know, I even remember Rattle and Hum when that came out. And hearing When Love Comes to Town, and I was like totally blown away by that song. It's still one of my favorites. And, you know, U2 and B.B. King, it's a very odd mix. But at that time, U2 were doing a lot of great Americana sort of stuff. And yeah, it was great to see B.B. King just getting in there and doing his thing. And that's another thing I respected about him too. He was pretty much a straight ahead blues player, you know. So while he's not a typical, like, straight-ahead minor pentatonic player in terms of scales, he's a blues player. So getting him into these other styles was fantastic. It was always good to see a guy who might not play a particular way or he never played chords, just getting into a situation that his style just, you know, came through and sounded fantastic. And I think that's a testament not only to people wanting to work with B.B. King, but how his particular approach to playing blues sounded beautiful over lots of different types of music. And I mean, the intensity of the guy's vocal obviously is, you know, one of the selling points, but he's one of the few guys that had a voice the way that he had with a type of tonality in his guitar playing and absolute feel and execution as well. There's so many good things I could say. I'm starting to stutter, but yeah, he is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I think anyone who hasn't had a chance to really appreciate B.B. King needs to see some of his older stuff, more so than his more recent stuff, because, you know, even if you are into different styles of blues, there's a bit of that B.B. King out there that everyone's going to love. And like I said, I've got a Fun Loving Criminals album where B.B. King's laying down some serious licks, and it's fantastic. So he's out there, he's on a lot of recordings, and any of the stuff you'll hear him do with Eric Clapton is always fun as well. This morning I was watching Eric, B.B. and George Benson laying down Rock Me Baby on YouTube, and it made me smile because, you know, three guys that are doing three different types of guitar playing. I mean, Eric's sort of somewhat comparable to B.B. King in terms of guitar playing. You know, obviously B.B. was a big influence on him, but Eric's very, you know, his approach is very different. He's from a different part of the world. It's great to see people that have different musical inspirations and come from different places get together and, you know, have a great time playing, you know, I guess what's slowly becoming a forgotten style of music around the world. It's just a real shame that, you know, there's not as many blues venues doing this sort of stuff and, you know, people supporting blues music. I hope, you know, the one good thing to come out of B.B. King passing away is maybe blues will get a bit more of attention on the news. Maybe they might start playing some more blues concerts on the radio or whatever, just to get more awareness out for this type of music. And in Australia, man, we're one of the most shallow countries in terms of music. We seem to only really get a lot of mainstream stuff from anywhere around the world, and that's just how it's been since, you know, when we got radio back in the day. That's what I was told, and it's a real shame. Like, there are radio stations in Melbourne that play blues, they're like public radio and stuff, but, you know, we don't really have the culture here for it. There's guys that absolutely love the music, and, you know, there's no doubt about that. There's blues jams around, all that kind of stuff, but, you know, we don't really have the culture for blues here. It'd be great to see something like this maybe ignite a few people's passion for, you know, knowing and sharing blues with friends and family and getting people away from the mainstream music, because I think long term that's important for people's, you know, peace of mind, so to speak. One other thing I need to note is when Blues Brothers 2000 came out, the second Blues Brothers movie, that was in 1998. You know, that feels like, seriously, it was about 10 years ago, and it's so much longer than 10 years ago now. Time is absolutely flying. But the one thing I remember back then was going to see the movie twice because of the big jam at the end. I really loved, you know, B.B., Eric, and the million other guitar players, and Dr. John, and all those dudes jamming at the end. That was when I first started getting into wanting to play blues. I just started noodling around with it, actually, and I think that whole scene, seeing B.B. King comfortable on camera as a car salesman, and then, you know, obviously as a blues player at the end, that was cool. You know, a lot of people don't like that movie, but the music's fantastic, and yeah, it's just, you know, it's basically like the same movie again, but with different musos. A bit of a tribute, I guess, to the first Blues Brothers more than anything. But it was, you know, the jam was great. It was great to see guys like B.B. King and Eric and all that on camera in a movie, you know, and it's trying to play like anonymous guys, basically. But yeah, it was cool. I also think most people, if you haven't seen that, go have a watch of or even skip to the jams at the end. They're a lot of fun. I was surfing Facebook just the other day on my In the Blues account, and I saw the news that B.B. King had passed away, and it had only gone up a minute or so ago, and I shared it to my page pretty much straight away, obviously, and it reached more people in about an hour than any of my other posts would have, obviously, in, you know, in weeks. So it's one of those things that B.B. had this immense you know, reached to people, and it was just shared so many times. It reached over 33,000 people in the first 12 hours. So it had 263 shares. And I think how this works is if someone shares it from your page to their page or to their personal account, whatever, and then people share it from there, it counts as a share. So it had way more shares, way more views and, you know, comments than a lot of posts would have on that day. I think statistically that must have been one of the biggest posts on Facebook. Not my particular one, but, you know, people, you know, paying tribute to the man. So it's great to see that, you know, people have that respect for a guy that has been pretty much doing his thing for such a long time. It's great to see. And I hope that, you know, like I said earlier, I hope there's a tribute show for B.B. King where lots of people can get together and they'll, you know, do a Blu-ray or something, put something out, you know, out there that has the current generation of players that are still around doing their blues for B.B. King. I think that'd be great. All right, so let's change topics now and have a quick chat about the InTheBlues.net forum, which is going really well. So thanks to everyone who contributes to that. I have had, I have been asked to put up a buy and sell section where you can, you know, if you want something or you want to sell something, it's called the pawn shop or the pawn shop if you're in the US, so you don't get confused with P-O-R-N versus P-A-W-N. So yeah, there's a few guys that have already sold some stuff online already. Now, I don't get a kickback or anything from that. It's just literally like an ad. If you want to chase something up with someone, you can send them a personal message and organize it. I stay right out of that stuff. But if you want to buy or sell anything, feel free to list up your eBay ads or Reverb.com ads. Or, you know, if you're selling it without using one of those systems, then you can also post it up. Just make sure you put your location, all that kind of stuff in, and yeah, you'll be able to, you know, move some gear on if you choose to, or if you're looking for something, like I said, you can put it in there as well. There's also another section under electric guitars, which is other stringed instruments, so bass guitars, mandolins, all that kind of stuff. If you're into it and you want to have a chat about it, it's there as well. And, you know, there's lots of posts going on in the overdrive and distortion boosts and fuzz pedal section. I've also added an In the Blues Tone podcast section to the forum as well. So anytime that a podcast goes live on iTunes or on my website, whatever, I'll post a link to that in the forum. People can then have a chat about that. And like I mentioned, I'd love to get some other people on doing like a live podcast, whether or not it's live to the public, just, you know, having a chat, getting some feedback. Eventually, I will make him a live podcast where we can all, you know, maybe listen in live or contribute live and people can call in, all that kind of stuff. I plan on doing that. It's something that I've wanted to do for a while. And I'll get around to working out the technical side of that. I've got everything I need. I've already got most of that stuff. The only thing I need to probably do is check out whether or not I need any particular type of live streaming system on my website or what. I'll work that out. I'll try and integrate it to the forum so people can just be there. But, you know, if it means going to one of my other websites, that just might be how it works. So I might even buy another domain name and maybe move all my podcasts to somewhere else as well. So we'll see how we go. And I learned my lesson using the blue microphone last week. It was popping all over the place, so I'm back on my Rode NT2. It should sound way better. All the levels look good. There's no plosives or anything going on, thanks to my pop filter that I'm also using. So I'm back on my good microphone. You can expect the audio quality to be staying like this now. It's much, much better. And yeah, I'd love to hear any thoughts you may have on B.B. King, you know, in the comments, either on my forum or Facebook, wherever you're seeing this, or at guitarpedaldemos.com. There's a Facebook social chat plugin thing down the bottom of the page. You can contribute there as well. Thanks for listening. My name's Shane. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions about anything on the podcast, please let me know at intheblues.net, or you can head over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/intheblues, or my old website, guitarpedaldemos.com, where the podcast gets posted publicly there first. But the forum's probably the best way to reach me now. And yeah, feel free to contact me there. Thanks again, and I'll catch you all soon. Blues on.